Yeah. Okay, so we'll finish up now some Kutsari above. The smak and the sefer mitzvos cut in source one of the next packet. It's a reish tzari gimel of the smak. The chayin in ira shetos b'minyan yom echad. Here's what happened. The one got mixed up. So for tovlo, okay, reshimsha, so she went back to her husband and it was a mistake. It got mixed up, only after 6 days. Okay? So tzrichala, now she really was a mistake. So tzrichala hamtin vav onor shleimos v'zeu gimel. Okay? She's going to have to now wait for 6 onos because she just with her husband because of the problem with poletas. But the achar timna yom echad naki. She only needs one more naki. She didn't get a period again. Okay? She didn't get a period again. She was counting Shimon, she needed to count Shimon and Kim. She only counted 6, got mixed up in the count. Whatever happened, got mixed up. And then went back to her husband, So now she still owes, quote unquote, one day to the Shimon and Kim. So she can't, for 3 days, or 6 owners, whatever day it's up, I'm going to explain. For 6 owners, she can't do anything as Paulette's. But now she has to make up the one day. Okay? The tipo, it says it's not. Achstira del Achar Zayin. Let's say there was some other problem. Okay, she counted 7 full days and went to the mikveh, and then went back to her husband. Okay, and then it turned out that the mikveh lady, she realized her arm was out, or she didn't go underneath all the way, or there was a problem with the mikveh. Something in the mikveh was not to the 40. So whatever happened, so then she can go right back to the mikveh. Okay, then even though she's poor and polite, she'll go right back to the victim because nothing, she got a period again that doesn't need it any nucky anymore. She had the full nucky. Got it? Yes, that's the smart.
So, you say it one more time.
Again, and a woman made a mistake, right? She has to count Shimon and Kim. So she counted only 6 and got mixed up and went to the mikveh that night, went to the mikveh Wednesday night, and was slept with her husband. And now she realized, wait a minute, I mixed up, I only counted 6 nucky. So she still has to count one more. She got a period, but no doubt. Okay, but she was pushing Paletas now because she was with her husband. So she needs one more Yom Lucky. So she got to wait 6 almost. However, that much adds up to the way we pass now. She got 5 days. And then she can go right to count 1 Lucky and go back to the mikveh. I'm assuming she doesn't get her period again. Okay. However, if she counted 7 full Nakim, everything's good. She went to the mikveh and then there's a problem with the little Tavla Karoi. Right? There's some problem and she found out she didn't go all the way under by mistake or whatever, the mikveh was no good, some problem in the mikveh, okay? So, and she was with her husband. Now she can go, just the way, even though she's poletis, but who cares? She's not, she doesn't need any nikiyim anymore. Poletis just interferes with the day being labeled the unlucky, right? But you don't need it, just go back to the mikveh. So the Beis Yosef says, too, here in Ozu Beis, in some quotes, he quotes this mark, well, come, welcome, Ika Lamegda, I have a question. Heichid star of Yom Zion in Mashisha Rishon. Habilishu calls Shimon Akim at Sufim. Didn't we learn previously? You have the 7 Akim, the 7 consecutive days. So you don't have 7 consecutive days. We didn't see what it is. That's a concept. Achar Tito, we had that yesterday, right? Okay, Achar Achalakulam. That came out in a few places, right? That was a simon the safe earlier. So how do you have, how could that, here is the 7 days were not consecutive? He says, Yeshama, that he lomar shall take tumazima mafsekas benayim. That which we say you can't have any interruption, it's not consecutive. No tumaz nida in the way. Okay? Shimrosa benayim pamachas, alpha bishal oiso tzvichlish mor mishum dam zeh, el yomechat zoseres kol masha sofra. If she sees dam in the middle of Shimon and Kim, then she'll start over again. After have 7 consecutive days. But here, okay, but here, I'm a behefsek, poletis, shechazera, loikmaslan. Here, the problem is the day is not called enough. It's not Tomei, it's just she can't count it as an Aki if she's Poletas. You follow? That's the Chilik. Beis Yosef points out. So in the Shulchan Aruch here, it's in Beis, it says, In Tosa, meaning Yom Echa, Betavla, Veshimsha, Tzricha, Lahamtin, Shisha, Ono, Shlemos, okay? Vacharkach, Tibne, Yom Echa, Naki, Vitipol. That's the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin. 6 onos, whatever that means. If they end up in 4 days, Rosh Chan, in 5 days. Okay? That Machonk is from earlier, but... But only one more. Okay? Now, the Taz points out in Sukkot and Tez. Taz writes, in Taz, I mean, she made a mistake for 2 days. Okay? Then she has to wait 6 hours and count 2 more days. How many have the Kiyim are missing? It's not a din in one. It doesn't matter what the number is. The only thing is, the Kula Haila, Ruchalamiti, Al Kainaka Yom Echad. How mixed up is a person going to get? One day you can make a mistake. After, you know, you're not going to make a mistake and think, think that it's a total. I went to count the Shurikim, I only counted two. One day you can get mixed up, okay? Now.
She won't have to go to the mikveh.
Say it again?
She won't have to go to the mikveh.
She would have to go there. Yes. Because mikvah is required after she would have came. Yeah. Okay, anyway, that's what Taz points out. It says, why do you give the example of one? Because with stomach, that's a mix up. The bigger mix up that, people are not that confused. Okay, under most circumstances. So, quite good. Trichal Hamtin Shisha Onos, he also not young as Shemafleta Zera, ain't an Olo Nikias. Okay? He says it very clearly, the day she's poletas, don't count as your nuki, don't count as nakias. We come up with that in the same thing. So says, Ela Hakshos, I, Hayesimis, if you're the Bin of Shiva Tzufim, question four, I thought that'd be consecutive. The Khan Mafsekis may play the Zera. The Plata Shiva Zera ain't so so, Mafreya, Kadam, Elados, and Yom, Atzman, Internet Shom, the Kiyam, a piece of the Mar, right? The Plata Shiva Zera, poletas doesn't uproot the day, it's not like a Mizdam, it's just you can't count the day as a Nakiyam, like we explained. Okay. And Ain law, someone has this yesterday, Shema Ross of Osan Shisha Onos Dam Ela Shikhipeo Shimas there. And you ask that? Maybe the we should be choshish that there was Dam, but it's covered by the Shimas there. You listen, no? Okay, so the Taz says, yeah, could the Isa Simakutsa came way back. Okay. The answer is by the Mitzvah, the Hasim Shiny should Dam and Mitzuyim, but Machmas Hamdeila. No, that were only concerned because a lot of them Dam because of the Beila. They're afraid she'd notice it, but here we're not afraid. Okay. The Shah, I think I answered you, right? That it was a more Dam. Okay. The Shah, but here you see the Taz asked the question himself. The Shah, here it's a Kot Chav Gimel, right? Same thing, right? Shema Tiflo, Begimel Yom Hashach, Atashma, etc., etc. Okay. Then he writes, "Umashma the hocha lo nagil lahachmer mishum zera ben hashmoshes the tovelas miyad achar dalad yom yom naki." The Shach says, "In this unusual case, I've been saying it the simple way, but now the Shach puts in a caveat. He says, in this unusual case, where she made a mix up and so on, and she had tashmish to her husband, okay, and now she has to keep one more naki after sheish onos." The Shach says, "The chumra of the extra fifth day, the ben hashmoshes, that you don't have to apply here." So here that we know machlokus mechavna mor. And here would say says the Shach, Iro Ashkenazim 4 days in this case after shish onos 72 hours, which really 72 hours cannot stretch over more than 4 days. It just can't. But we had the concern of Menach Moshos and the Chus Hadeshim. Fine, but we don't apply that here in this case where she counted six nakiyim and I got mixed up, went to the mikvah, slept with the husband, realized I made a mistake. So she now owes one more yom naki. She can't go the very next day because she's poletas. So she's got to wait shish onos, right? Sheish Onos says the Shach even will agree that here it's only 4 days. Okay, Echad Dalad Yom and Yom Echad Naki. Okay, why? The Lo Shchia, the Shetite, the Menino Lo Shchia Lo Gaz Rabban. The whole that she gets mixed up and went the wrong day, that itself is already a Nusol Shchia. So to put the Nusol Shchia with the special there that maybe it was Ben Hashmosh, she got mixed up too and thought it was daytime. Again, we don't have to pile on all those chumras. You follow what I'm saying? The whole chashash of how we stretch into 5 days is because maybe she had been Tashmi Ben Hashmosh and thought it was daytime, and now this other woman got mixed up and thought, how mixed up again is this lady? So you don't have to pile on all that, and we'll suffice it with four. Okay? That's how the Shach writes. And Tashmi Shom agrees. It's a Chavala. He says, "Umedlo kosa rab gam bekam zeri de ben hashmoshos." Since the Rambam didn't pipe up anything here, oh, by the way, look, again, look back in three. Shulchan Aruch says, "Sheish ono shleimos," and then one day naki and tippo, right? That's back in and the Rambam did not come in and say, and don't forget, we hold it means 5 days. So the Tarshim says, since the Rambam didn't say that, then the Shach is right that even in this case, even Rambam would say it's okay. Okay, the low cost of Rab Gam Bekan Zer the Ben Hashmoshos for the list. If you're out of Mashma, the Hachi Lo Gazin and Kule Ha Mishma 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 Shikha. Okay?
Why is it Dal and one
Lakish
to be 3
in 1? No, but we assume 3 means 4, depending on. We assume 72 hours, Sheish Onos. We assume Sheish Onos means 4 days.
Right?
So
the Yom
HaMath is the 4th day? Yeah, Yom HaMath is the after, right? Right. It'll be like a regular, we'll have some time, two, and then 1 day.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, then the Shulchan Aruch says also from the Smak, which we had above in number 1, source 7. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says in the same Sifri Beis, Ach stira shel achar shiva kegon shel tovla karoi v'shimsha harizun tovelas b'choleis. Okay? And the Taz says, it's Chon Yer Aleph, the reason why. Shari kvar sofer shiva nekiyam. She did shiva nekiyam. What did she do? She already did shiva nekiyam. Rak shech v'chuseres tevila. The tevila was a problem. Okay, so she shouldn't have slept with Ozman. I mean, no, it's shogi. Right, she thought it was good, and then they called back and found that there was a problem with the mikvah. Okay, so all she's missing is tefillah. So therefore, she's poletas now, who cares? We don't need for any yom. The whole problem with poletas is that it's not a yom lucky. We don't need a yom lucky. She had a shiva nekiyam already. Okay? And the Taz there's a technical question. He asked that I have a tamiya ramli, a big kasha. Okay, there's a din. And I was going now, you know about havchana? Somebody converts. Okay, so let's say a ger, ishtosh, and his guy room, okay, which kind of comes up sometimes. So mafrishin also tzadi yom. That's a shulchan aruch mezus in yud gimel. I don't want to spend that time just showing it to you because the Taz is here. There's a din called havchana because we want to ascertain that this woman is not pregnant. Because if we want to know if she's pregnant, so the conception of the child was after the gavis or not after the gavis. And for 3 months, you can't tell, right, necessarily. Okay, so today we have pregnancy tests. I don't know the whole problem right now. But usually when a couple gets married, or that they were an intermarried couple, and now the woman converted, okay, so we separate them for 90 days, okay, to make sure that way we'll know if she ends up being pregnant, this pregnancy with the conception of this child before the gavis. So it's called harasa shel b'tusha, has not come into certain things. I hope, if she's not pregnant now, she becomes pregnant next time. No, the pregnancy came after she already converted. Okay, so that's called havchana, lahavchin. Okay, bein zera shenizu b'kedusha, but zera shenizu shel b'tusha. Okay, you understand, that's called havchana. It's a thing in geirus, yibum, okay, and other things. Okay, anyway, but the Taz wants to know, so maybe here, because lamaisa, this woman, oh, it's always fault, but this woman slept with her husband, she was an either. She went to the mikveh, right? Then it turned out there was a problem with the mikveh. So the maisa, she was a bone either. She became pregnant from that sexual act. So the child's going to be a bone either, right? So therefore, so the Taz wonders, why don't we say that they should be apart now for 90 days to determine, the pregnancy, right? That she was or was not pregnant from this act. Okay, so he says, the Taz says, no, I have to do it because presumably she was with her husband before this also. If she had a period, now she was out of being taught for 12 days, but he was with her before, last week, a week and a half ago. So what 90 days? Maybe she became pregnant, from before. So, but it was not with her, so then he's not sure. He says the suffix are himamizing. You hear what he's saying? What he says is, okay, why? Because the husband was the same thing. Do with the issue shenem satanas baila. Shena tsukamant in sariyom nibolo the baila tchila. Okay, the woman was raped. Okay, so again, her husband was with her. So 90 days not going to accomplish anything because he was with her before. So it says the same thing here. Okay, but then he said sorry for the levice if he wasn't with her. The shach and the kudas hakesed. The next page, the shach. Says, forget about it, the whole kasha is begin. Because at the end of the day, the problem with the ger is that what's called the horosa shalom b'kedusha, the leidasa b'kedusha, the horosa, the impregnation, the conception, was when she was, so the mother was still a goy, and now the Jew, so there's certain stuff, a certain demon, that's called the Islam Yisrael Gomorrah. But a ben anita is a no status, it doesn't matter. As you say, you don't need 90 days, it doesn't matter. It was a very shogeg, and it doesn't impact the child. That's the child. Okay. Now, I just want to show you also the Pesach Tshuva, quotes from the Sefer Milstoke, a different, I'm saying outside just to save a little time. Okay, the Milstoke has a different type of confusion. Okay. His case is a woman was, we'll just read the case. So Cotton Gimel, the Pesach Tshuva, says, "Isha shemotza kesem melibuna." Okay, all right, and so therefore she found a kesem. So therefore she didn't have sektara, losing sektara, and again started over again. ולא אמרו לך רוסיה, ולא אמרו לך שגם על הכסף צריך להמתין לחודש היום. And somebody told them, no, you got to start with the five over again. Right? After Kesem, during the Shiva Nikiyim. Which is not correct, but that's what they told her. Okay? You know what happened? Right? Their friends told her, Shigam ala Kesem to go out to the Chodesh HaYom. Okay? Because of the, okay, they must know what they're talking about. Because of the love Shem Kesem Shalah, and she wore a garment now for those 5 days, because you're not counting Shiva Nikiyim. She wore a garment that had the stains on it. Because that Nikiyim didn't have to be white at this point. Okay? Anyway, then a couple of days later, before the five were up, somebody told them, no, they told you the wrong thing, it's not true. Okay? You don't have to wait 5 days over again. Right? If there's a problem of the Kesem in the middle of Shiva Nikiyim, you don't have to wait. So there was a confusion here. So the question of Tzokhi Yes is now can she resume, you know, counting whatever was left? And that's the question. Sheila, you were Shai Lino, Shiva Nikiyim, Mipsika's Taras and Rishona. Could she go back now to the original Hefsek Taras? Okay? And on the other hand, she's wearing a garment, and that's the issue. So you understand the question, it's a different type of confusion, a different type of mix-up, okay, in the count. I just put it here because it's a similar similar question. So in the Lothoka says, and again, it's a Pesach Teshuva, it's in the very beginning of the Siman. We didn't do it then, because we didn't have the background, but to take a look at Source 10, the Pesach Teshuva, it's in our Siman, Kuf Sarivah, but it's back at Simchat and Gimel, but I attached it here because it has to do with the mistake in the count. Okay. So anyway, so he's machmer, okay, and he says she has to start again because it was a hesed hadas, right? Hesed hadas, which could be understood in two ways. Okay, he says it's a practical concern. Maybe she wasn't paying attention if there was dam or not at that point because it wasn't shem nekiyim anyway. So in other words, now that she stopped, in the middle because of an erroneous piece of information she got from a friend. So now they're concerned. Well, maybe there was dam, but she didn't really pay attention because it didn't have to be Shiva Nikiyim anyway. She planned to have another Shiva Nikiyim, and that's our concern. Or is it simply a din? Even if there was no dam, she knows there was no dam, but Shiva Nikiyim have to be no hesek hadas. You have to have no doing. It's like that. Remember, we had that Shalom said that even if the count, you have to say hayom yom. And notice, again, it'll be good if you remember this. Agree, we discussed that a few times. So that's the question. That's what the notes are. See, he's mapped me on it, but the question is, the question is why.
Okay, yeah. Regardless, when she had a hefsek, meaning before counting again, the new Zainikim?
Probably not.
If Rob was on the Kiyim and then
so I don't know maybe that's enough for me to this question. If you hold that there was a concern of Dom, it just didn't pay attention to the maybe that'll be enough for me. Okay. That could be enough for me. I'll tell you another enough for me. Okay, enough for me is what if she, she discovered the toast that very same day, the very same day the friends told her. So if there's a concern of Hesed Hadas, there wasn't the Hesed Hadas that day. Anyway, that's enough. That's the psak of the Milstok. Two other potentially confusing situations before we go on to the last seven. I printed for the old question, what about if you change time zones? Shiva Nikiyim, I came back to California, so now, or went to California, went there to show. Right, I'm not talking about the international day one. That's another question. You have 7 days and then there are longer days. But this is a question about time zone. Right? So the Radvaz already, you can call us to an Ayin Vav as a famous tshuva, about Shabbos, right? I landed over here, so when did I observe Shabbos? So he says, again, everything is kefi mekomo. It's where you are now. Whatever it is, where you are now, I don't care how long time went by. It's where you are now. Right? The people who say they travel on a tinus. Okay, if you travel two areas on a tinus, so the time is going to be shorter, right? The time is going to be shorter because I'm going to think it's over. Okay, you come back to it's all the time, it's going to be longer. That's a question. Some say the time should never be more than 18 hours. Because that was as far as they knew the whole world was. So they never go, Chacham never goes. It's a clever approach. Anyway, so that's the old question of time zone. So the Minchah, not the Rabbis are talking about Shabbos, the Minchah Yitzchok, Chelk Vavsim, Pei Dalet, Lan Weiss, talks about our case, 12. Being in Sirius Shimon Akiyam, but no sas and mokal and mokal, behesh hebdel, being shamas ashkiyah. He tamtel as man ashkiyah shamokal, she's skilled this part. Okay? You have to wait until, you know, from shkiyah, where you started counting Shimon Akiyam, where you are now. Okay? So that's he writes the tshuva, and he says, Avar she also be shun osar at Yisrael, yom ashri she was Sirius Shimon Akiyam shalom. They also, because he's shun as man amir, so it's a brisa, it's a sob, she should show, it's a 6 hour difference. Now it's a 7 hour difference. Kasher Tovo, in those days it was, well, it actually depends on daylight saving time. Sometimes 6 hours, sometimes 7 hours, right? Kasher Tovo, Eretz Yisrael. One time, it was a year like this, I forgot already, the Pesach on Shabbos, right? The last day of Pesach on Shabbos. And Eretz Yisrael, it's already after Pesach, so they're going to be a Sedra ahead of us for a while, okay? So, one time, in a year like this, one of all the daughters were in Eretz Yisrael. So she came back, and it was Parshas Balos, so she came back in June. And we're sitting at the table, and said, she said, oh, I heard this Parsha already last week. So one of my sons, I said, how did you hear this Parsha last week? So she said, oh, I heard this all. I said, well, I heard this all a week ahead. He said, a week? I thought it was 7 hours. I'd go and explain that to a little kid, like, I don't know. But anyway, so it's a whole week ahead. Anyhow, so, but anyway, that's the question, right? Kasher Tavol Etzol Tefzol Ashisha Shalos Mim Ashrish. You have 6 hours less, right? Did you go right away to the mikvah? He says, yeah. And then the paragraph, you know, it's like a tuchalipol ksher lebalat techem balayla. You go by where you are, okay? Then he has the next the paragraph talks about Osav Espino, or you know, the 24 hours of Osav Espino, or talking about an animal being 8 days. Okay, anyway, guys, other things you can take a look at. All right, the last issue, the last sif here, is the following. Is there a way out? Okay, the whole is there a way to eliminate
the problem?
Is there a way to eliminate poletes by doing something? The whole concern of poletes is that her body's going to ooze, you know, the drip out to the zera, right? So what if she cleaned up? Like she cleaned herself thoroughly. Okay, immediately after tashma, she cleaned herself, she took a shower, whatever, she cleaned up and got rid of the zera, and then we have the concern about poletes. All right. So there's a mishnah mikvahs parakhes mishnah dahala isha shishim shabeis of a yard of the tavla velo kibda zabayis kila lo tavla. A kibda zabayis, you know, it's a lotion sagar, and they clean up that part of the body. Okay. The Bartanura says in 14 lo kibda zabayis lo kinchas atzma ad shal yishar balach luchis shal shichvas there. There's no remnants of those shichvas there. There kila tavla the chashin and shema tiflo tipa shichvas there afterward shenishal avos amakom. So at least you have a mission to talk about to clean yourself up. And the implication is, if she did clean herself, then they're not worried about being polites anymore. Right? So there is a Gemara. We saw this Ramban yesterday. Okay, there's a Gemara. Nina ben Alfon Beis. Talk about Azla e Bikara the Tabla. She went on her walk, then when Tabla went to the Mikvah. Dilma Hadi the Kaza Shalisa. Maybe when she walked, you know, the motion, the movement, the walking got things out quicker. And based on that, remember we said this yesterday. Rabban, the Silchus Nida, Perk Bezo say, writes that the Halicha helps to get rid of the Zera. Hapolet the Shiva Zera, Besachem Esir, so Sarah's also in the Isofar, they'll find. Okay? And he also passes on Shei Shos, find the other Machlokas, and I was testing, right? Bamed Ramamurim, his man Shalom Holcha Baraglel. I will Holcha Baraglel, Acher Tashmi Shei Ruali, Shei Chosha, Shekoma Shei Shalifu, Potom Yilucho. Right? That was the writing. But the Ramban says, right, that the walking and moving around takes care of it. So can you knock out the cleaning up? Or he's not talking about cleaning, he's talking about just walking. That takes care of it. Okay? The Rosh, Simon Aleph should say, okay, Omno, Imtirtzo Lahastus Yosem Miyad, Mimokhros Riyosa, okay, without worrying about Poletus, writes, Shetikaneach Yofa, clean herself thoroughly. B'moch or b'beged dakla haflit kol hazera. O tirchatz b'mayim chamin, right? To take a hot bath, do other things, clean up that part of the body. So these Rishonim seem to learn that there's a way to get out of the poletus problem. Okay? Dahinu, the Rabban says walking, the Rosh says some sort of kinuach. Okay? And he quotes that Mishnah over there in the quotes that we mentioned back in Source 13. In Parakas Mishnah Dalet, he brings it right from the Mishnah in quotes. Mashma, ha'in kibda ba'is kodim tefillah lo chashim, and sula pleta. The Rosh writes openly, right? The mashmos, that mishnah is, you're only concerned about being poletus, OK? Okay, and if she cleans up there, it's not poletus. All right. Now he does say ain lahakel. He does refer to that gemara mem alef beis, which is presumably the base of Ramban about walking. He said that he's not as convinced about. Look, the last words of 17. He said alo ain aborsha tiflat hakolay lehilo. That he's not convinced that everything comes out through hilo. So he requires some type of kinuach. Okay, so I'm going to clean it. Okay? And the Rosh Bo. You with me? You have a few more minutes? Can I finish? Right?
No,
okay. I really just want to finish. Yeah. All right. So, this is the way we start a new simon on the other. Okay. So it won't take long. So the Rosh Bo, so you hear what I'm saying? So that's the Rosh, he talks about kinua. Rosh Bo writes in the Bayis Arav Bayis Zayin Shar Hei, talks about Huda Masechet Mikvos. He quotes this Mishmah Mikvos, which he says he agrees is Mashma. Okay, Yesh Mefarshim Loshon Naki the Stom and Iskabek Klur. Yesh Mefarshim Kibud Abayis Mamish. And as he says that the Kibud Abayis we said was a Loshon Saginor. Okay, for that part of the body. Okay, but others say Kibud Abayis means cleaning the house. Okay, why? If you clean the house, you go down on your knees, you're scrubbing, you're moving, so that's going to cause the motor. But that's not what accepted the view. But anyway, in terms of Psak, he writes in the bias of Kotcha. How Kotcha is
Again,
I'm
going to
leave it
to one, I'm not very sure. Okay. Thank you.
Good job. So the Rosh Boy, the Torah Sabbath and Kotzer by Zion Sharing, right? Kincha Atzma, Yofe Yofe, Chazoka Kol Niskabe, Velo Nishamen Klum, Harizu Monon Rachos, also if you get the Rosh Boy also says, Kinuach, and something like Hadocha, washing, and so on. All right? The Sefer Truma, it's not just wiping over there, but actually washing. Sefer Truma is in Simen Tzadi Hei. Din Isha Shashimsha. Again, the 3 days, 6 hours, good. He says, Sheish onos. Okay, then he writes, Kazikil Mechash, Shema Tiflo, right? There are some serious ones later. But if he wrote, so a hasselis, Bola Mochers, we as a dam, or a kesset, in Tirchot Bechamin, and the Tikanech Atzma Matlis, Yofer, you need two things, both. Hot water and over mochsha taknos mochon lasu shik was there as tuchav this world of apara. So the world is post him saying that the smart also. Okay, he writes in the kufiyot aleph. He writes amalim holcha baragla ein kanvados. Just like the rush, just walking by itself is not enough. All right, that double suffik in tiflo. Umasha ein mamit shama mikra ide kinuach or chitzus a demo. Okay, but. But through washing and cleansing, that is allowed. So that would sound like a big cooler, except that the smack once again puts the brakes on it. Same as was caught mitzvah rate side gimel, same mitzvah before 22. Ach yesh omrim ishim rochza heitev osamok manchaim shematcheles linos lamachar. Also, some say that, but he writes the lesser the ain on the bekiyim is there. We don't know how to do that right. Well, then goes that answer. So the, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskens in the last Sif over here, Sif Yud Gimel. So the Kuf Tzadi Vav, Sif Yud Gimel. Harisha Shashim Shem Itasa Rosa Hakam Apostle wrote a list for Yom Arachas Vyusa Tekaneach Yofa Yofa Osa Mako Vemoch O Begin Lahafli Kalazera O Tirchot Mayim Chaim O. He says, or wash, and we saw some say both. He says, or wash in warm water. Okay, that's a mechaber. I don't know whether the Sfarim accept that or not. That is a mechaber. It says, there are more rights. V'yesh omrim de'ein on the v'kiyah b'zman hazeh, therefore v'ein lisbach hazeh. V'ochi nog. Okay? And he says, let's be honest, Tariq Kfarim is not for the mechaber. I'm not sure, I have to check whether the Sfarim follow that kula. The Ramor says, it's l'shito seinu. Because let's remember, we have the gzera of otu lo shimsh at all. Kfarim is bor, sh'anu nog, v'hamdun afil lo shimsh at klal. We say even if there was no zera at all, we're choshish, right? Zera, the zera of shimshon to shimshon. So it's certainly here. Okay, we're not going to say that, well, she cleaned up, it's okay. Cleaned up? You mean, oh, if she cleaned up, it's okay, but she never had any tzara in the first place, then it wasn't okay. It can't be. So according to us, we don't accept that kosher came behind God. Okay? And he writes, "Kol ha'pori t'geder b'dvarim el mokum z'ro l'achmi yishkan ha'nochim." Ha'pori t'geder, you can put it by snake. Okay, so the Paramot says, that's our practice, and we don't have any of these kulas. Okay, the Shach, it's in Chokmah Chav Ches, says, I don't really understand what the Lashon is, Eino Rebekiyin B'zeh. Right, that was the Lashon B'smak, and that's how the Ramot quoted. And the Shach says, I don't understand, how does that got to do with the Gzeira, Shim Sha'otu, Shim Sha'otu, that's a Gzeira. And here we're saying it's, you don't know how to do it. I mean, it's not the same thing. You could say that, even though logically you're right, I just explained it before. Logically, if there was no Zera there to begin with, it's a problem, certainly. But no, there they made a Gzera. Okay, they have a Gzera. You don't have a Gzera. But when we come up and we say, so he says, therefore, he doesn't understand the comparison. And that's a most of the Shia, but it's not. But anyway, we come up and it says, let's say a woman messed up by one day, right? She left out the last day of the previous sif, right? She left out the last day of her of the Shimon HaKiyam, and she has to wait Vav Onos. So he says, maybe there will take this kula of a Rechitza of Kinoach. You follow? In other words, in a case where all she has to do is go back count one more day, okay? And we said, well, we're going to have to wait for six onos because you can't count the Poletus days as these, you know, the Kiyam. He said he's willing to entertain that as a possibility. But he writes, nonetheless, Ein l'hak l'chatchila. Okay?
Would we either or us not saying that's the reason?
Right, okay. The Shach's not arguing on the point. He just said he doesn't understand the connection. Okay. And that's what the Siddur Tarets are called, Mem Ches. Okay. The Tower quotes the Shach. The Tower quotes the Shach, and he says that none of that's enough to me in that case. Just a moment. He said, despite the shock of objection, can't follow him. That after Afa Idan and Bikin, Afa Idan and Bikin, he should smoke Aleim. He agrees that we make it in that case, remembering that many people don't have this whole Chumra to begin with. Of course, the Rabbi is only a Taurus, or the Rabbani makes only, it's not a problem in Halachas. So the reason is not because, basically what you're saying in a way, the reason is not because Eino Rebekiyin. Eretz Lachena Meikel B'Toa Yidei Rechitza Giyur Abai is Heitei Estei Tov V'Hakel Lo Hitzel. He disagrees the Shach said Eino Hakel L'Chatchila. Right? You missed a day and we shouldn't rely on that Eino L'Chatchila. And the Siddur Torah says as you can. Okay? The Rav HaShulchan brings him something else, and that's really what I ended off with. Okay? It's a side point to it. The Rav HaShulchan brings it up, and if you have time, you can look it over. The Rav HaShulchan is Siman Mem Beis. Kosar v'sena b'shabal HaShulchan Aruch b'sof Siman Zeh, quotes the case, he quotes Eino Rebekiyin b'zman Zeh, we should rely on it. Okay? And then he writes, Mitam Zeh, look at this fourth line. Yesh noshim shenogu shalol leilech l'beis hamechet v'gimel yom v'achar ha'tvila v'shum derubon v'sabros achar tvilosun. Meaning, going to take a bit, so there's going to be a, remember that the zera is sort of live for 3 days, right? It can create a child, right? The zera is potent, is viable for 3 days. That's what this whole discussion is based on, the whole Pilates sugya is based on, right? So she says there's some women who don't go to the mikveh, I'm sorry, don't go to bathe themselves for 3 days because that water may destroy the potency of the... we were discussing to do it in order to get rid of the Pilates problem, but is it a problem of ruining zera, of Ashkas zera? Right? Hear what he's saying. Some women, they don't go for 3 days because otherwise it's going to be Tashkas zera, right? And he says, "Mitam zera nachom shetizor shishalotis hapech achar tashmish." Don't turn upside down and so on, because maybe also she'll be pulled with Paletta Zera, and if she's for Kain lo tarba behilach, begin with Yom Melo, the Gam Zema Paletta Zera. The whole issue on his house, we're going to talk about Broche. Chumra, you know, but they're worried about Hashkot Zera. So, there are different shittas about that, okay? I just printed some of the Makoros here that I saw that Rav Yosef brings. The Drisha, Taka brings this meaning much earlier than the Aruch HaShulchan. The Drisha is here at the end of Simchat Kuf Tzadi Vav, Os Hei. Os, what is it? Yeah, Os Hei. He writes Shom, huh?
Is that Mephi Shua there? I was not saying that like after the Zara come out of the bath, I mean, he says it shouldn't go on your stomach.
Yeah. Shouldn't turn upside down. That's what he said. So the Drisha says, Shamati mori the Isha lo tikanet tok yom yom achat vilos amechat. Okay, when you do my time. Okay, that we normally become pregnant at that point, so this is the best time for that. And you're going to ruin it. Okay? The true is Rav, Rabbi Yosef quotes the true is Rav Pa'alim, that's what the Ben Ish Chai, Yosef Chai of Baghdad, Chelik Dal, Chelik Erdes, and Yud Zayin. He says, B'derech Mikra, you know, it's okay, but I believe B'tmidus, Kaliyam, we have still over here too. Maybe B'derech Mikra. The place he rejects the whole thing, Venus and Abish Atir, so Kuf Sadivo, and so Kot Neches. He thinks you're allowed to wash and bathe, and he says, because Rov, look at the third line, Metzias, and I think he's right. Rov Zera HaRoy Lehei Roy Mikla Techev. The Zera, it's absorbed into her body right away. Okay? Umiyat Shenikla Rachar Beis Gimuyomim. Umat Shenikla Yolo Yol Klal Rechitza. The stuff that's been taken in by her body, it's not going to be impacted at all by bathing. Shekvar Kotoayim, it came to Lerchutz. I think that makes the most sense. I think people choshen or choshulchan maybe, but I don't know. The last three
children. He
says derech mikra. You can, you know, not every day, all the time, but derech mikra. Okay.
You shouldn't have to.
Right, wash all. Right. And he says in places he's missed the whole thing. There's just a couple of tshuvas. The last few things. Have to do with Ashkos Zera, since you're talking about Ashkos Zera, I'll just give you some other comments. Again, it's not really Ilus neither. So, but here it is. Chaim Moser, the Tshuva, Chelek Gimel, Vachiyazos, and Chav Dalet, talks about a person who has to produce Zera because they have to test it. They can't have children, and he realizes to him, so they want to test the Zera, so can you, is that called Ashkos Zera? You know, to force himself to ejaculate and so on, to produce. So again, I just printed here, I saw it was in the same for Shiras, I haven't had all these. So I printed them here, but you can look it over. It's not really directly for you. Neither the Rambam motion. Shuvah Ebenezer Chelik Aleph Siman Ayin writes, you know, maybe to collect the sperm in a cup or in a bottle and so on. Talks about these issues. If you're interested, you can read it. It's not really that central to us. Another Shuvah Ebenezer Chelik Basin and Tezayin Ebenezer Bidvar Test Sharofer Tzarch Lasul Bezera Leida Echar Poso Sheyulid. You know, to help with. Yeah, they're very common today with people with low sperm count or other reasons why, fertility issues. So these are some of the classic tshuvas about it. Rav Moshe allows it. He says, not the latola. That's not called zera latola. It's for the purpose of a mitzvah, so for revu, in both tshuvas. The end of the second tshuva is Chelik Beis. The first was in Ebenezer Chelik Aleph Siman Ayin, and the second was Chelik Beis and Tazayin. But the Moshe said, but they should wait for 5 years, you know, before not having children. The Tzitz Eliezer in Sinan Tes, Sinan Nun Aleph, has something called Kuntrus Refuah B'Mishpacha in Shar Aleph. So he has a sikkum about the 11 things in the list of how to do it, and what can be done, what can't be done, and the circumstances. And he says the very end, Eif Lebo's Bottom Ghoul. It's hard to say how long. Every couple is different. He quotes, Moshe says, five years. He quotes the Chazon Ish, who said in 2 years. Okay, so different opinions about it. It's not just an overview of Christians in that subject. Okay? All right, we'll stop over here. You have a